You're listening to Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Communities are coming together to run their local libraries. Many of them already have management groups in place and are recruiting volunteers before taking over branches next spring. Here's Julie Blaisdell from the Library Service.
We've been working quite closely with communities now since the County Council's executive agreed the proposals back in July last year to move on with bringing a further 21 libraries into community ownership. So that's across the county, but obviously a number of those libraries actually come within the Craven area. It's probably worth pointing out that we've already got three libraries in Craven that are already run by community groups at Grassington, Gargrave and Emsey. So at the moment we're working with groups in Cross Hills, Bentham, Ingleton and Settle to move those into community-run libraries. And we've got a number of groups attached to each of those libraries who've setting themselves up now, working through as groups to put together quite significant business plans with a view to taking over those libraries on the 1st of April 2017. So a huge amount of work's been happening really over the last 12 months or so.
The fact that so many people have come forward to run their local library, it shows how important a service they are to their communities.
Yes, it does. And I think from our point of view, that you know, can only be a good thing. That, you know, the significance with which the service is held within local communities means that people are willing to come forward. You're quite right. And I think, you know, libraries, like, a few other services, are seen as, in many ways, as being quite a hub for the local community, in a place where people, you know, come and go, that they can take part in activities, they can get not only library books, but they can get onto IT. So people see them as really quite valuable assets and, you know, don't want to see that resource disappear. So, you know, we are very lucky in the Craven area that we've got some extremely gifted and creative people who, you know, a number of whom have had fairly responsible jobs in other times of their lives, who've come forward, put themselves forward and offered their skills. And there are a range of roles that they're taking on, things like chairman or treasurer or secretary for the group. Some people are focusing in on being the fundraisers. Other people are offering marketing and publicity skills. So we've been really fortunate. We've got some really very highly qualified people out there that are prepared to give their time.
I was going to say, with all that experience, which, you know, money can't really buy, can it? It's really good to have that and have that outside influence.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, in a sense, you know, we've got a great volunteering, you know, ethos, I think, in North Yorkshire. And I think people are actually, to be honest, quite keen to get involved with their local service. So, you know, it's a service that quite a number of people have said to us, oh, well, you know, I've never thought about volunteering before, but I've always actually fancied working in a library. And this would be a really great way for me to learn some new skills, to meet people. We find that a lot of our volunteers really enjoy the social aspects of coming in and working alongside of us. And, you know, and also that very worthwhile feeling that they're actually putting something back into the local community and really embedding themselves in what goes on locally. It's a great way to feel tapped into what's happening in your local area. And, you know, the feedback and the sort of very positive feedback they get from people coming into the library, and we've certainly been told by the community libraries that are already up and running that, you know, they get a huge amount of gratitude and warmth from the local community, and they're always being told what a great job they're doing. So that in itself is, you know, quite a reward, I think. People find that quite, you know, rewarding.
Yes, absolutely. And there may be people listening to this who are thinking of volunteering in their community. Presumably libraries would be a good place for them to get involved in.
We are looking certainly in October at putting together a very, you know, county-wide publicity drive to recruit volunteers across the piece. But, you know, before that happens even, if people want to go online, there will, you know, details there about how they can enrol as volunteers on the library site. But of course, they can pop into their local library and give us their details. We'd be really interested and happy to hear from anybody, actually, who wants to get involved. And there's a range of roles that they can undertake. They don't just have to volunteer to be a treasurer or somebody on the library management committee. You know, some people are just coming in and saying, well, actually, I can only give you half a day, but I'd be happy to shelve books or read stories to children. Or, you know, some people are coming in and doing things like IT buddy courses, helping people to get online. So there's a whole raft of different activities that people can get involved in. And really, it's about what skills do you want to bring, and we'll try and, you know, fit you in with that.